you tune into the Shift the Pod. I'm your host, Joyen Pandit. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today we have a pioneer in the building. You know him as one half of the Black Motion duo Murder, but he's since launched his solo career, dropping his debut album, Asante. And we want to know all about it and what inspired the journey and what his fans can expect. Tune in.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that he overtla khotseba hore fame ire morning. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
All right, amazing. You will not guess who I have in studio. He literally came all the way from Sojanguve to our studios here in Johannesburg. Obviously, that's a joke. But thank you so much for taking the time out to chat to me, Bongani. Mostly people know you as Murder Bongs, Muda. Now, is it Murder?
Murder.
It's still Murder.
Yeah, the Dutch version of Murder.
Lovely.
Yeah,
lovely. I want us to start at the genesis of everything before we get into just your solo career, your name changing and everything else that's going on in your life. I want you to take me through just how you got into the industry, moments in your childhood that have determined or defined who you are today, the Murder that we know today.
Yeah, it started off Saloma Jaivani, you know, when you like Majaivani. Yeah, you know, as a childhood, like Nikilmutwadi Katara, you know, I started off Gao Jaiva before Kiva, like, deleted some music and stuff. And then, passion, yeah, Horikira music and stuff. Like, when you go to beauty pageant, you have to, like, re-edit. Binatawa turn and would be a sequence and then where you dance le crew ya how according to come call it editing pinata thing and then it got interested more and then I was like you know what I'm good in doing this because I was always getting spanners or but you give editor I wanna do those things.
Like how did you actually
get that thing out on a friend or on a computer and then he will show you like the basics of that thing and then I got hooked up and then I was like, okay, this is where my talent is and then the way like edit things because of our dancer back then I know the elements so JVC about and then
So now becoming a brand and as you mentioning how did you then say, okay, this is what I'm going to pursue full time? Now the transition from Hobama Jaivani to that and what do you think has really like sustained the brand that you are today?
Yeah, from choose Hoba like a producer than Machaiva, okay, this is get a quick money, like you know, when you edit and then kind of matter. Actually, this thing can be something a little trader. I want my work to but I took editor and then they'll pay me and stuff. And then because with Java, you have to like share a little group, buy a little price. And then I've never looked back because of my focus. Nearly go. Koyona this thing to know this software, our producer, and then since then, I'll say it is self-taught, self-taught, and then spending time more on kileka, you know, can improve, and then until today.
Okay, how did you meet Thabo, and who put you guys on in the entertainment industry? I mean, as you mentioned, Otomile, Velagoka, you know, so how did you actually, you know, what was your big break with even Thabo, but how did you even get to meet Thabo in the first place?
I met Thabo through Moses Mokuku. Moses Mokuku, it was like a guy, or Itatela music, Itatela music, and then he saw, like, I see a lot like they have talent because like he's been like getting music from the demos from like the different producers back then, the background producers. And then And then, yeah, we started off as like really black boys. I think we were about 10 of us. Like Nelebo Tlimpilo, Mapiano, you know, the Uhuru guys,
yeah.
Bugs Waichukucha. Like,
yeah.
We were just like guys were learning like Lira Kopana as. Back then, like, I had a for the beauty pageant, and so, and then around our eyes, why can't, like, we start something together because of rapper music, yeah, wanna. So, then, I met Thabo through those gang, I wanna. So, we were, like, we just connected, and then our first song was Banana Maboko, and then Banana Maboko...
Yes.
That time there was this music platform by Bizang, Afro Deezer. And then we put that song there, and then it got big, and then got played overseas, and then Oskido picked it up while it was like making waves go overseas, and then he said okay, he wants it go like a 10 commandment, and then yeah, it happened. 2010, 10 Commandment, 2010, it was track number 10, you know, and then it came out, Kakwedi Abi 10. So, yeah, 10 Commandment, and then Banana Maboko, since from there, and then Oskido advised us, Hore, like, to do more music, do collaboration, so that we can, you know, promote this brand, Black Motion, and then, yeah. And
but
then
how
from
did Black
then,
Motion, the name even come about? How is that?
We were like, actually, it was me,
okay.
You know, saying those, you know, with the feeling a little black boy, see, and then Yaba, what? Not African roots, but then, yeah, it came as like, okay, Black Motion, and then Thabo came with an explanation about the meaning of the name Black Motion, because people they thought we were saying Black Motion because of our skin color. No, actually it was the tense that we were in, like the black. It's when Thabo takes you to like a blank space whereby he plays drums. That's why he always closes his eyes when he plays.
Okay.
And then I take you to like motion. I create the motion. So
okay.
Yeah, we both Majavan, and then I create the motion on the desk, and then we say okay. Black Motion makes sense,
Nice. I consider you guys pioneers. Do you actually think of yourself as such? Because so many people have since emulated what you guys started. Now people buy the drums, buy the DJ.
Yeah, we have influenced a lot of people, especially in Angola, in these African countries, and then because people they liked seeing us, you know, playing like house music at the drums, and then and then it was good to see people follow like what we
locals
and,
guys and you guys actually became internationally acclaimed artists. So now 10 years, I would assume it would be like more than 10 years actually in the game. And now
12. I think it's 12 or 13. Yeah, 12. 13.
There we go. Then you think, okay, it's time to actually go on my own now.
Yes.
What inspired that move?
That move, I think it came about whereby we end up doing one thing, like, you know, 12 years in there. So, and then. Teenagers, so it was that thing or like okay, we've been doing gigs and then personal like now go for our family sometimes New Year
yeah.
So we're like okay, we've been on the road since we've been busy like since and it get to the point whereby we say okay, we're just gonna like take a not a break, but then it's like to pursue like the solo career and then stuff and then
okay.
Yeah.
So it's a break. It's not necessarily you guys being a part. I know you guys put out a statement earlier on.
Yeah, I still stick to that statement. Yeah,
okay.
The statement. Okay, we both like supporting for the solo thing because of Thabo is still finding his way and then like space. I think he was doing like a, sort of like a ritual.
Okay.
Yeah, Musiviti.
Miracle.
And then since I still stick to my to the Black Machine statement or our statement.
I mean, on social media, I don't know if you've, obviously, as you mentioned, you don't have Twitter, which is definitely a safe space to be. But people are actually putting you guys, you know, against each other almost, so to speak. Obviously, I don't know if you saw, I'm sure you would know since you guys are not really apart, because there's another now Black Motion member. How is your relationship with Thabo right now? Like, what's the conversation?
No, we cool. It's just that I was so surprised that, okay, there's a new member. Like, I had no idea what's going on, but I was focusing on this album since, well, I said I don't have Twitter, so I don't know
what that was about.
Yeah, what that is about. But yeah, I think when time is right, because it won't be fair. Because I don't know, Linda. I don't know. I'm shocked. I'm shocked to be replaced. So
okay. I don't know, supposed to even mention this, but I heard it from a little birdie somewhere, so let's bring it into this conversation.
Yes.
Apparently there's like legalities, legal battle brewing there.
None of that. Oh, no. Like I said, Lina, I'm shocked, but it's just that I haven't seen the guys for like some time, but then I think, yeah, it will be like, we'll be have our way to resolve this, and then Lina, I'm shocked because, I see. So, Lina, I just want to hear from their Lukuzan about that. Okay, I've been replaced. I want to see him face to face.
Okay,
for now, the focus was on this Asante album because, I just dropped my first solo album.
Yes. I want to actually talk about that as well. The significance of dropping that album now. I know when people drop music like November, December, Koro is getting Song of the Year, Vela Itlozamo, obviously.
Obviously. No, timing, and then I think I was so nervous, man. I was so nervous. My solo project, and then the way it happened, because like I think I produced this album within a month. The reason why, like, I've been like trying to like search the meta sound, you know, I didn't want to like sound like the Black Motion. I have to like to come up with something, you know, different as meta, something slow representer like meta, and then I've done research, man. Like Kia the studio in Kikena, you know, being Lebo Kabza, being with everyone in the game, and then started like learning this, okay, cause like there is my piano, and then get that thing out, like what it is, I'm standing in front of that, you know, and then I was like, I already like I had music, and then ended up scraper that whatever that I had, and then the release date needs to be the 28th.
Hectic.
You know, 28th October, I have to drop an album. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to start this. Because I've been with everyone around the studios, and then now I'm with myself. And then I was like, okay, what are we doing, Mera? And then I was like, okay, just went with the flow, and then I was in studio three times a week. So I would start from 10, and then my session 10 a.m. and then my sessions ends at 2 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah, 2 p.m. every from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the rest it's rest. I am resting.
Wow. So you definitely put a lot of time in it.
A lot of time, and as well with the backlash, that thing of my wife, she's trending, saying she was the reason
For you going solo.
You know those things, and then I was like, you know what? Hey, let me stay away from whatever, I'm just gonna work on this album. And that's why I didn't post.
Yeah,
I was like, with this, I have to save myself,
yeah,
through my work, you know. And I was like, okay, I'm not gonna post. I'm doing in an old school way, old school way whereby the music just
speaks for it.
Speaks for itself. And I was like, I didn't hype, I didn't, you know, no licensing deal. It's like independent. And then through Asante Music, and then it worked. And then as soon as the album dropped, I was so nervous. As soon as the album drops, cause like it was win or lose. I just go back to Black Motion or whatever.
Whoa,
or between those lines whereby it's either I make it big or I go back to Black Motion.
Yeah.
You know, so which is I didn't leave Black Motion. Yeah. I'm still a member of Black Motion, but it's just that like I just went solo. Yeah,
okay. What would you say the difference between the sound, as you mentioned, I mean you've been obviously doing your research, trying to figure out would you say is the difference between the sound that you were making with Black Motion as opposed to now as Murder as a solo artist? What's the sound like?
The Black Motion sound is a Black Motion sound.
Yeah.
So the Black Motion sound, it's a sound that Loring introduced the tribal house. Mm. Like we have like a lot of impact when it comes to like an African drums and tribal house, and then it was more like hardcore and then like spiritual. So the trans mixing, like adding different tribes into our projects, and then taking those samples from African countries, try them out, Modipining, and then it was like the Black Motion sound. And the meta sound, it's more like a journey.
Okay.
Like musical journey. And then the aim was not just for the dance floor.
Mm.
It was, I wanted to make like an everyday album, like music that whereby someone who don't go to parties, that they can relate to the album.
Nice.
And then music that touches people, you know, music that uplifts you, like uplifts your spirit, and then like more like, you know, not sad song, but like a spiritual journey,
So
now my goal was that streaming music, like music was every day, or okay, I'm not feeling okay, you know, and my album, and then also like for playlist, you know, when on the party and then you strike like a playlist what's the next track into you worry song, or so I wanted to get one body of work like every in too many angles. Like you are happy, you have songs like they will make you peanuts loring. You may wanna like believe in love, cause like in that space, like I'm in that space whereby I'm in love, and then my wife, and then my kids, and then get a thing. Like also, I have to accommodate that. So I was making like everyday music, life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's meta sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you touched on, the kind of space that you're in almost. But how would you even describe this chapter of your life right now? But I'll go back into, you know, the album and everything. But I mean, you threw me the bone, I'm catching it. Yeah. What would you even describe this chapter of your life right now and how it's influenced your music?
For me, I mean, that space whereby life changed my life.
Okay.
My wife changed the way I'm thinking.
Mm.
My wife changed, like I'll say anything, it's life. Changed everything. Like, the way I'm thinking, you know, let's say we are or like a family, come first, and then you grow. So I'm in that space. So we're getting old. So I was like, I didn't want to stuck into that thing, you know, what you fat and sad, and then you still, olomo holo, and then you know you nako dia fire, and then I was like, okay, how am I gonna like, you know, put it into music? It's like I just tell my story through my emotions, like, because I can say a lot in the music without the lyrics and stuff. Like my music, the way, like it's the emotion signal and so on.
Yeah.
Like feeling signal, you know, to music. Because I'm a shy guy. I'm not like a talkative.
No way.
You know, so yeah, the reason why I get Papa now, it's because like I used to have I didn't like my smile.
Okay.
You know, I didn't like my smile. Not say I was not grateful for life.
Yeah.
Like, there's some parts whereby but then you have to, you know, work on that.
Yeah.
Because that I think me not liking my smile, it affected little buyer, like I was always the guy only quiet kurumung, and then ele tabo abuang, so I was like, I'm not gonna live like this, like I have to pull up my socks,
yeah,
and then so that I can work on myself. So ntwinkangirang hore give a grant is to work on my smile. I put lokuzana, I had braces for 3 years. People, they didn't know because I had like those transparent braces. Because people, they didn't know. Because people, they think, or I get sensitive veneers or whatever. So actually, very
nice.
Yeah, I worked on my smile, and then after fixing the smile, and then I started seeing the mirror. You know, there is mirror oiling over comfortable behind. There is mirror like staging or quiet. So ni makalza ba thori hey. How come when you're on stage, like you become this, yeah, boy, a crazy guy, spiritual, and then and then when you're off stage, you so quiet. Yeah, it was the reason why, like, self-esteem, like, I was so low. And then I worked on my smile, and I've gained confidence from that. And then that's how I'm not
making a pop. No, okay, right. No, I really like the stage in your life. You definitely do ooze a lot of confidence, which I think is very important, especially as an artist, because you're in the limelight.
Yes.
Naming the album Asante now, I wanted to understand that aspect of things and what inspired that. Obviously, there was that conversation of you having another child, and yes, that's not really something that we're putting in the limelight on purpose.
Yes.
So, why did you choose to name your album Asante and not like Murder?
Asante, it means thank you, Bongani. So, I name my daughter after me.
Because
Asante in Swahili, it's thank you.
Yeah,
Bongani. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are Asante.
Okay.
And then Asante, the reason why I named this album Asante is because I spend a lot of time with Asante. And then by the time I was like producing this album, for me, it's like seeing Asante atswala, and then you know those steps, those baby steps, okay, atswala mwana busiu so amujiga arutsikala saitele lwani. I wanna like it's like a journey, so I created that album through like stories as well, because like I'm telling my journey. Like, okay, guys, we see her like this, Black Motion.
Yeah,
I'm not competing with Black Motion.
No,
so it's like, okay, guys, this is me. Meda.
Yes.
Meda, I'm gonna give you Meda. So, Asantish was always around while I'm making music, because I have a mobile studio whereby I can set up everywhere. I wanna like patio, balcony, or I can move to other guys' places and still use my equipment, because like I believe in my equipment the way ke set up angati.
Yeah,
so I will like do that. So Asante album inspired like great growth ke boneng ko Asante.
Yeah. But no le mo puleng, just the night before your album dropped,
Oh, yes,
so as you mentioned, you're quite a spiritual person. Did that actually happen? Were you really like in the rain, no shelter, praying?
Spiritual in the way by the songs they learn, they can like touch. That's why I, as school, like I was like, I'm so sensitive. I wanna like give all about our whole love. But you know, so by then, kill is like a letabo. No, not hate, but the journey where I started, killing nobody, and then become the black motion now, becoming the newcomer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a newcomer.
Well, how are you a newcomer? Because you need your name, or, geez, we just said 13 years, 12 years in the industry.
Yeah, 13 years, and then an as Bongani from Black Motion.
Okay.
So now it's made. I've rebranded.
Okay.
So that part of me praying before the album drops, I was so nervous. I remember I was coming from Cape Town with Oscar Mbo. We had a gig there, because of the equipment, and then I wanted to say, well, and then I started panicking, and then we arrived more Josie, and then asking my team, or are we still dropping midnight? Cause neba loadile everything for, cause you know, body Spotify, body iTunes, and whatever you like, you load your music so that they can give you email or a green light, or yeah, we are ready to go live.
Okay.
Like after midnight.
So. Okay.
So I got it, I think around 10 p.m.
Yeah.
10 p.m. Then ya panic, like, okay, there's no, you know, when you drop album, like, since of bele ras, everyone will promote our midnight.
Yeah.
Forgetting or konje, the time kira album, it was for people. It was for like everyday life.
Mm.
It was for everyone.
Oh, okay.
So and then I can level la horo ke di logistics, social media di vera kabya. That around that time over 10 or what, but baru bit. The following day by America. And I was like, okay, we set the level 12 thing by lor mbatu hile midnight or by party people, or you know, let's say we are okay. Let me wait. I'm not gonna post midnight.
Yeah.
It was quiet. It's at midnight. It was sharp moya, like a strong wind. A strong wind, and then it rained. And then I was talking to my partner, the guy who worked with Sanalena. And then I went outside, panicking. You know, I went outside, and then I did a short prayer.
Yeah.
And then I went inside the house. And I just drank alcohol.
Apparently on the kitchen counter with Bae.
Yeah, and then, you know, talking about, you know, our like, family things, you know, that conversation. Because, and Lorna, like, that time, I didn't have time. We were both busy. And I always come home late. Same thing. So I was like, apologizing to her, or like, yo, the reason why so it's because of this project, and it has to be like to Ugahala, and then we talked, and then we went to sleep. Still nothing, no repose, nothing.
Okay,
everyone is moving.
Yeah,
everyone is moving. Then I posted like an interview for Metro FM with More Flavor. Morning with More Flavor. And then that's where everyone Tsuhile, and then everyone go trafficking, go loing, and then like they wanted to hear Hore go because of these Black Motion things.
For sure,
not knowing Hore I drop album. So then we talk about the album, the body of work, and then people got surprised. Like, how?
When did this happen? Then
they played the song, and then after that interview, everything just
boomed.
Yeah, just boomed because of now I got the all attention. Then it started, like up until now, like we've been like on like top three,
wow.
top three, wow. two, one, top wow. three, two since. album you drop, and it's not just songs, like the whole album, like the whole album, people are loving the album, and that's where I got like guitar, like weighty anymore, and then I got relaxed now, and then I'm in the move of other things, so I can't say now, but this.
I want to touch on other things, but I want to know what conversation you were having, like with your wife Uzi and Claire. As you mentioned, you were just talking, and yes, you were almost on the fence about, you know, going solo and everything else. Mm. But like, what advice did she actually give you? Obviously, she's also in the music space; she's a DJ. Maybe, you know, there were some wise words that could have come out of her, even if it was, you know, a boulevard or two in.
Yeah, she was like advising me with these, I must not take this social media persona, because of, she could tell that my husband is heard from these comments. And, you know, there's some other comments, like they're too personal. Like someone will hit you, and then more we can believe our eyes. Some other, these ghosts, it's people that's around you. You know,
I think,
because sometimes it gets too personal.
Mm.
Get too personal. Or maybe get a musician. Or maybe, you know, they trying to distract you. But, it's a lot. Like I've been through a lot. I've been through a lot, and then knowing that I'm not, I came up to a kunul woman. Like I'm not a like, you know, the only thing that I have, it's the lovely music, you know, like, yeah. So I think music saved me. Music saved me. And then she will advise me, like, I'm both sort of like, hi, baby, like, yeah, you're gonna make it. Because like, I was so curious. What if, you know, what if it's not working? What's
definitely
gonna happen?
Definitely working.
You know,
topping charts.
Yeah, because, yeah, those things. And then other things we talked about, our love life, that she's grateful about this marriage thing, and then she's in a happy space, and I'm in a happy space as well, and we support each other, and then it's that thing of, it's, you know, it's organic, man. We're not forcing things, it's like we learn every day. I learn every day.
For sure.
I learn every day.
And become, I think those short prayers definitely help.
Like a better husband. Yes. I learn every day. Ne? So, yeah.
Let's get into the other things. I think one thing that's very prominent about when you look at murder, you know, orata feshini as well. And the fact that, you know, you have, I think you're just a slashy. In the slash generation, obviously, you can't really be one thing. Are you going to release, Nyana, something within the fashion space? I mean, you're already wearing your daughter's...
Oh, yes, I'm wearing my wife and then a male range of era, like samples. And, you know, so, yeah, for me, the reason why I went hard on fashion is, like I said, my confidence back then. Dololo. And then the closest thing that I can not convince people, but the other things that made me or gave me confidence, it was me looking good.
Yeah.
Like clean clothes, but not branded clothes, but then, you know, quiet clothes, but then style, you know, style. And I was like, okay, I got interested into actually like, shopping, it's window shopping, not shopping. The window shopping for me, it's a hobby. Like, I like maybe kidding something, seeking, like, besides music, like, I'll go to the malls and then, you know, just to do, you know, shopping, items, put them together and then plan them for my outfits. Cause, I think fashion, Leona, it paid like a played a, like a huge role in Meta brand, and then the reason why I rebranded my name with the two dots, it's I'm cooking something. So the reason why I'm more like international Lukuzan. I have
international audience.
Yeah, yeah. I have fans as well.
Yeah,
international. So I wanted to create like Libizolelo relate that those people also can relate to the name. So I could go to Metabongs. Metabongs is like long and then bongs and for me to explain. Or okay, bongs because of Bongani. I was like, I just want like a simple thing. I wanna check like Mika, like the simple, simple branding. Like I could actually like the logos, the graphics, and you know, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna do the Dutch version of Meta, and then Lorna, the straight Meta, it reads in your English, it's not right for the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a Meta.
Yes, for sure.
So I was like, okay, how can I
play around?
Yeah, let me use the M-O with the two dots, the Dutch thing, and then, yeah. So, but murder, but then it's murder.
It's murder.
Yeah, it's still murder, but then I wish it's so appealing.
Yes,
so,
because
before I would say, but that's not a nice name. Like, I can't want like English way. Yeah, it was not nice, because murder. Oh, murder and murder. Okay, murder the desk. No.
Oh,
so, like, that one, it works, because bar muda or meda, and the two dots, and then, I want a two dots, like, you know, okay, meda equal wacha, so, yeah, later on, yeah, there's something that I'm cooking.
Jeez.
Yeah.
We better be the first to hear it first.
With that name, it's something that I'm cooking,
okay.
So those two doors, they're gonna mean something later on.
Okay, how soon is this? Is this 2023? Is this December?
I'll say for now,
let's enjoy
the Asante. By the next year, I started planning other things.
Okay,
there's more coming. And it's,
please assure me there's a fashion line coming, because I want to be the first to get the merch.
I'm talking about that.
Oh, okay. So it's fashion related.
Yeah, it's fashion related.
Thanks for the hint. That's okay.
Yeah, fashion related. Yeah. But then I don't wanna come out as a t-shirt, got a t-shirt.
Or no.
Like something.
I didn't expect that.
Yes. Yeah. To even something, man. You know, I'm still trying to get balance, because like my focus was to introduce Meta. So that the meta can work, and then can move to other things. So the focus was on building this name. So now I'm gonna start. I wanna evenly fashion like about like focus. We have lots of parts of the so part, but like with a special attention. But then it's something nice that guys gonna be amazed about.
Okay, what do you want your fans, both the ones that you're taking from Black Motion as when you were still you're still a duo, as you said, but also you as a solo artist, the audience that now you've even pulled in as a solo artist, what do you want people to actually know about you right now? What do you want to set the record straight on? Like, what would you want to tell them right now?
I wanna tell them like angry fans. I wanna tell them like I'm still Black Motion. I'm still a fan of Black Motion. My blood, it's Black Motion. I am here because of the Black Motion, and then we know, man. We have memories like you guys telling me or like, hey guys, you know, go university like. Listen to your music, but there's more that you can do out of, you know, you must not limit yourself.
Like
you can be in the successful company or brand success, but then don't be afraid to push those boundaries, because what I did, I'm still shocked, but it shows sort of like there's more that you can do out of that. Yeah, don't limit yourself.
Take the plunge.
Take the plunge.
Love it.
Until let the work speak for itself. But it's that thing of like, there's more, and then even it happens that Black Motion, Lukuzana, like can become stronger. Like, we have a catalog. We have the Black Machine still exists, but for the replacement and the thing, it's something that I have to ask.
Do you know the other guys?
Yes, I know the guy, but not personally.
Oh, okay.
But and I know the guy, but yeah, it's something that I have to ask.
Yeah.
And what happened? Cause like, I'm still shocked. Yeah.
Still in the black.
Yes, I'm still in the black of things. But yeah. So yeah.
Okay. So. The fact that there was even Orchard and Soshanguve in the room, I really love this interview. If anything, I appreciate you taking the time out to really chat to me, to even come
and everything else.
I really wish you all the best on your venture. If anything, I look forward to seeing you grow. As you mentioned, that is a big part of it. Evolving as a person is quite an important thing. Like,
Yes. Was Pilulu go high school? I guess they pre back in preschool or salary. Lene, you go to and about with a daycare, and then they with Sabi. I want a grade one, and then unali middle school, and unali high school, unali university. Like, you know, like you don't just like be on a like hour. So yes, true, like.
You have to graduate.
That's why I learned. Yeah.
I love that.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I'm gonna leave it at that. Murda has taken the plunge, launching his solo career, and promises he's got a lot in store for his fans. The future is definitely looking bright. Until then, make sure you listen to Asante. From me, it's goodbye for now.